everyone. I'm so happy you've tuned into the show. Whether you have listened before or you're brand new, I'm so grateful for you. You have no idea. And this episode is brought to you by my Become Aligned course. And podcasts are amazing. And I know that you know that because you guys all listen to them. And I do too. And sometimes they are not necessarily enough because while we're listening, sometimes we're passively listening and we're not actively listening. So the reason that Chris is my husband, the reason we've created this course is because we get asked so many questions outside of the podcast on how we started living the life that we live now, a life of happiness, of abundance, of really understanding that life is always full of problems every single day, but there's always a solution. And how do we shift back into a mindset that's going to keep us happy, keep us together, keep us successful, and keep us in thriving relationships? And that is what our Become Aligned course is about. You guys, we cover everything from mindset to the rituals that we do every single day. We talk about different energy sources that's really going to provide you with lasting energy. We talk about your purpose and what that actually means, what it is, and how it's ever changing. We're going to tap into your beliefs. We're going to show you how to build a tribe to support where you're going. And we're definitely going to talk about wealth, abundance, money, all of the good things, and how to sustain all of this. Because while, like I said, podcasts are absolutely awesome, you don't necessarily sit down and actually write out a plan for yourself. Because as much as I can sit here and tell you on the podcast what we do and how many different people that I can interview, it's important that you actually learn how to apply these things in your own life. So if you've been listening for a while and you are ready to go deeper and you really want to get some direct training and be able to dive into your life and yourself and your mindset, this is the course for you. I don't know about you, but I absolutely have points in my life where I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I hit walls where I don't necessarily feel happy anymore. And I haven't sat with myself long enough. I haven't really let myself think. I haven't written out how I actually feel. And so many people who took this course said that it was completely life-changing. And they revealed a lot of things about themselves, about their lives, about their relationships that they weren't really looking at or they were avoiding. And it's about having those tough conversations, not only with other people, but really with yourself and knowing that you have the tools and the access to the tools. And we're going to teach you all of the tools that you need, not only to move through things, but to actually thrive on the other side. So you guys, I would love for you to join the Aligned community. It's such a special group of human beings and you get lifetime access. This is 9 different modules where you're going to be working through each area of your life at your own pace. So you might need something on abundance. You might need more on, you know, money. You might need more on your purpose, on your tribe. This is where you can really go deep on exactly what you need and make sure that you're not missing any of your blind spots. If you are feeling stuck or if you are wondering how everyone is doing it and how they're managing it all, this is a truly honest course about how to have a thriving life and manage and deal with all of the different problems that do come up in your life and understand that not everyone is going to support you and not everyone is for you and you are not for everyone. And that's okay. It's finding your people. It's forgiving yourself. It's creating a life of abundance and choosing your own purpose and your happiness. So you guys, you can go to becomealigned.com. That's becomealigned.com. And you guys know that because you're listeners, I'm going to give you an awesome deal and an awesome discount. And I cannot wait to see you in that community. And also let me know if you join because it is such an awesome, awesome community. And also I'm really proud of this course. Chris and I poured our heart and our soul into this. Everything that we've done, everything that we've learned, we've invested so much into ourselves that this is everything that we have applied in our lives. And if you want to know how we've done it, we put it all on the table. We've put it all in this course. So if you want to know, go check it out at becomealigned.com. So let's get into the show.
sometimes people think that willpower is enough, and it's not. Mm. Because if you're being a desert and you're forcing a relationship to exist, it's like forcing an orchid to exist in a desert. It's going to die. It's going to shrink. It's the environment will not allow it to happen.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Thank you so much for coming back and tuning into the show. I can't even tell you how much I love you guys because it's so much fun to see all of you who are listening and where you're tuning in from. And this episode is really exciting because I got to sit down with somebody who I had first met in a mastermind, but it was someone who was speaking. And then I got to see this epic human being speak on stage. And then I watched him at Lewis Howes Summit of Greatness. And he is a celebrity coach. And he truly rocked my world when he opened his mouth. Not only was he freaking hilarious, but out of this world, brilliant and down to earth, while also fully just being himself. He is massive permission for you to be whoever you want to be and go after your dream. So today on the podcast, I have Chris Lee. He's a transformational trainer. He is a best-selling author, a podcaster, a star maker, a life coach, and TV radio personality. And he is from San Juan, Puerto Rico, you guys. For 30 years, he's been traveling the world and leading seminars and workshops that have directly impacted over 1 million people, teaching them the art of living abundant, extraordinary, and successful lives. He's worked with top companies worldwide, such as DreamWorks, Google, Paramount Pictures, Universal, Sony Music, WWE, Apple, Microsoft, IBM, Organifi, and many others. He coaches tons of celebrities and business leaders, and he gets crazy results. He's been the collaborator for top Latin and US television and radio networks. He's also wrote multiple bestsellers and been featured in more magazines and articles than I can possibly tell you. You guys, Chris Lee is about to blow your mind on this podcast. And my husband, Chris, and I actually sat down and interviewed him. So you are getting an amazing triad in this show. And I'll tell you, every time I get to spend any time with Chris, he actually, I begged him to speak at one of our live events and he so kindly immediately said yes. He is one of the most generous people I have ever met, along with, like I said, just get ready, open your ears and open your heart, because I think you're going to have some massive shifts around what abundance really is and what that means. So let's get started. Chris, we're so excited to have you sitting in front of us. So
welcome, my friend.
This is absolutely amazing because, number one, we get to have you speak at one of our events coming up. So we get like double Chris this week.
Super. I'm super excited. I'm so blessed to be in this amazing energy, the space. Your house is like a sanctuary.
Oh, thank
and
you
I
so
just
much.
Feel nothing but like a giant hug with you guys and your beautiful poodle, what are they called?
Golden doodles.
Golden doodles, poodle. I was going to say a poodle, golden retriever mix. They're just beautiful.
They're a little overwhelming.
Bubbly energy. And it's just great. You have a great environment here. And to me, that has everything to do with success, environment.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like we can just literally dive right in right there. Because, you know, we talk so much about how environment is stronger than your willpower.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I would I have been listening to you, I feel like, for so long on, you know, Lewis's podcast and just hearing you speak on different stages, and just your ability to shift perspective quickly. And something that we would love to chat with you about today is just with 2020 coming up, like how do we actually get into that mindset and create an environment of abundance, of actually getting over our past, our fears, and really getting present with what is and moving forward into 2020?
Well, I'm excited about 2020 because I love beginnings. Mm-hmm. I love new beginnings. I love to reinvent myself. I mm-hmm. think that part of what has life be fresh and alive for all of us is the gift that we have to mm-hmm. continuously reinvent ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when I reinvent myself, I access other parts of me that maybe weren't available before, mm-hmm. and now they come alive. And then that creates a shift in the environment that I am. To me, environment is everything, just like you guys. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head when you say that environment is more important than willpower. Mm. Environment is what gives fruit to every single result that you have. And so when you think about the environment of a rainforest, which is one of my favorite analogies about environment, the environment of the rainforest does not have to force an orchid to bloom. Mm. An environment of a rainforest does not have to force the beautiful flowers to exist in that environment. Mm-hmm. An orchid is organic within that environment. And so just like in the environment of a desert, cactus is organic and is natural in the environment of a desert because each environment creates the kind of space for those things to occur. And so many of us don't realize that the environment we are will either attract orchids mm. or cactus. Mm. And so if you want an orchid, meaning you want that dream relationship, you want to have that, you know, income that you haven't created yet, you want to have the body be the way you want it to be, you want your relationships to thrive, then you need to be the right environment for that orchid mm. to bloom. And I think that sometimes people think that willpower is enough, and it's not. Mm. Because if you're being a desert and you're forcing a relationship to exist, it's like forcing an orchid to exist in a desert. It's going to die. It's going to shrink. The environment will not allow it to happen. Mm. And so when we shift our environment, then organically, not only do the results shift, but we start seeing possibilities and attracting things to our lives that we never thought possible. Mm. And what's environment is mindset. Beliefs, the beliefs that I live in, the conversations that I'm in moment to moment to moment. So if I have a belief called life is abundant, life is prosperous, I have everything I need, I'm a gift, I'm a blessing, then that's what I'm going to see around me and that's what I'm going to attract. Mm-hmm. If I have a belief that I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, there's not enough love, there's not enough light, energy, me, you, then of course, I become that because the first step is believe it, then become it, mm-hmm. then attract it. Mm-hmm. I become scarcity. I become lack. And that's all I could possibly attract. Because even if I attract for some reason an orchid in that environment, mm-hmm. think about it, an orchid, let's say by chance there's an orchid in a desert because it just happened to show up mm-hmm. or that it bloomed there. By a miracle of nature, the environment won't allow it to sustain and it will die, which is why a lot of people have short lasting results. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about long lasting results.
So what comes first? Because sometimes we can, you know, we can, let's just say we become the orchid and we look around and our environment is.
Well, we become the environment.
Yes.
And the environment, the orchid's what we attract.
Yeah.
So if we become the rainforest, meaning if we become, think of the environment of a rainforest, it's wet, it's humid, it's tropical. Mm-hmm. So that space is what creates the orchid.
Okay.
So we have to be the wet.
The orchid will not happen without the environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like the environment of a desert is dry and it's hot. And that environment attracts cactus. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's a metaphor. Like my mindset is the environment. And my results are the orchids or the cactus.
This is so good. I just want to jump in quick because there's so many people listening right now and they're saying, no, you don't get it. My environment is that I have this much in debt and I don't have a job right now. And I've got three kids to take care of and I've got this and this. And they're blaming what they think is their environment. But you just shifted it to we. We are the environment that's going to either bear cactus or bear orchids in this example. I think Correct. That's a really powerful shift.
And what you were asking me is what comes first. Right. What comes first is the mindset. Mm. What comes first is how I hold me and life. Mm-hmm. The result is the byproduct of where I stand. Mm. And so if I'm in bankruptcy or if I don't have enough money or I don't have enough time and I got bills piling up, that is the byproduct of living a certain environment in what I call momentum.
Yeah.
Momentum is repeating the same thing over and over and over and over, the same practices, the same way of being. And that creates like a tidal wave. And then, of course, what comes back is the momentum of the result. Cactus, 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 cactus. And so then we want to blame the cactus. Mm. But if you're going to take responsibility, meaning I have the ability to respond, then I get to own up to how am I being? What am I creating within myself? What mindset, belief structure, conversation I'm living in that is attracting that? And the way out of debt and the way out of dis-ease and the way out of breakdowns in relationship isn't going harder, faster, more intense in those areas. You need to pull back. Mm. And I think that part of what's going to lead us to a 2020 that's authentically new is you need to stop and you need to evaluate, okay, what's the mindset I've been being and where is that mindset working? Mm. Oh, it's working in my relationships. Okay, well, I'll bring that into 2020. Mm. Oh, it's not working financially. Okay, so let me take a step back and evaluate what do I need to shift? Oh, I'm being a desert about money this way. How do I shift into abundance? Mm.
Take a real inventory here.
You're taking inventory. Mm-hmm. And so what you're looking at is, for example, if we were to look at ourselves, the areas of our lives that are thriving and that are abundant, I mean, that are prosperous is because your mindset is geared towards that. Mm. And the areas that are not is because your mindset is geared towards it not working. Mm. And everyone listening right now could listen to what we're saying and do an evaluation. Where in my life am I thriving? Mm-hmm. What's the mindset I have about that area or those areas? And you want to double down on that because that's working. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you there are areas of your life that are not working or areas that maybe they're working, but they're not at the level you want them to be. Mm-hmm. So what do I need to shift in my belief structure, in my attitude, my way of being in those areas so I have a quantum breakthrough in those areas?
People hear this and they want to know that it can be done in real life. Was there a point in your life where things just weren't going in your favor and you had to stop, take inventory, take some things with you, leave other things behind?
Yeah, the first 22 years of my life.
Same.
That's probably true for almost everybody.
I'm telling you, the first 22 years of my life, I was the environment of a giant middle finger at the world and another one pointing back at me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I was in anger, resistance, victim. You made me feel cause effect. Mm. I'm the way I am because my dad took off when I was 6 and I got sexually abused at 7 and hit by a car by 8. Mm. And I was, you know, all the events that happened to me because of something happening prior. So my whole mindset was the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, this is the way it is. I'm going to live this way. I'm going to die this way.
Wow.
There's no possibility for anything different.
So what shifted?
I just thought if I just work really hard, study, get good grades, I might be successful. Mm-hmm. I never imagined that I could actually transform. Mm. And what shifted was when I was, you know, in college, I was studying speech communications and I was studying psychology. There was a class that we did that was on emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And that class transformed my life.
Wow.
I went, oh, you mean I could shift who I am and I could reinvent myself and I don't need to be defined by my past or by the events of my life?
Wow.
And that got me in the inquiry of investigating me, and that led to workshops and seminars. And I was like, I'm going to do every seminar under the sun. I want to learn all about this. And back then it was seen as weird and strange and, you know, different. But nowadays, you know, there's in every street corner, it's a trend. And, you know, some of them work, by the way, and some things that are out there don't work. There's, you know, a lot of copycats, a lot of frauds, a lot of, you know, I've been in this work for 32 years, so I could tell you people that are real and people that are not real.
How can listeners differentiate, what are some signs they can look for to choose the right workshops and mentors over maybe some of the ones who they should not be choosing?
You want to be part of any organization that walks the talk. Because unfortunately, in coaching and in seminars and, you know, just like any kind of organization, there's two kinds of people. There's people that are authentically committed to growth and that live it and practice what they preach. And then there's people that are doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you do something for the money, it shows up. You can tell. You could tell by the energy. You could tell by what you're seeing. And, you know, there's a lot of great stuff out there. There's a lot of great people that are doing great work. And I just think that you should trust your own instinct about that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Good answer.
And that's all I could say about that. But I could tell you that I've been in organizations that I stopped being in because I thought, oh my God, these people are not walking the talk. I'm out of here.
Wow.
You know, I'm never, you know, yeah, because here's what's great is I'm not for sale.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm never going to, that's why I'm on this podcast because you guys, I love you guys. Mm. I trust you guys. I love the energy and that's why I'm a part of this. Wow. Mm. And I feel part of, you know, your connection. Mm. And also with Lewis and the play, and I've been invited by, you could, you know, even people that are in big stages that I refuse to be a part of.
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Wow. That means well, thank
world.
You.
Yeah. Vote of confidence for the day.
Yeah. I literally have been, there's been a few things that you have said that have really shifted my mindset. And one of them was, and I've been saying it over and over. It was, indecision is a decision, and essentially indecision is a decision to suffer. And that freed me more than I can tell you, because right now I'm in a major pivot, just period in my life. And I think when we go through those pivots, which I think we're going to go through if we're evolving as human beings every 2 to 3 years or 5 to 7, whatever your track is. And I think that can really free us up because we get so caught in the, especially when we start doing self-development, right? Like we can almost think ourselves into a, like we can almost outsmart ourselves into like, is this the right choice? I'm not sure. Shouldn't it feel more right? Should I get a sign? And it's almost like we forget that action and feedback is very important.
Absolutely.
So just share more with me for 2020 for people who need to make a decision.
Yeah, so I think that one of the places that we hang out in is in limbo.
Yes.
And we hang out in this, it's a racket. And what I mean by racket is that it's simply a way of me avoiding. Mm. And so indecision is a decision because you're deciding not to decide.
Yes.
And the problem with an indecision is you're postponing what you're avoiding. Mm. And then you end up missing out on opportunities. And you also pay the biggest price, which is joy.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we are meant as human beings to live a joyful experience on earth. I believe we're here that we're meant to be joyful.
Yeah.
And so my authentic state, your authentic state, our authentic state of being is joy. Mm-hmm. And so when you're afraid to make a decision, you're letting fear choose for you. Mm. And fear is the expectation of a negative outcome or of a wrong outcome.
Yes.
So maybe it's not negative, but it just might take me in a path I don't want to be in. So that has me stop. And faith is the knowing that you have the intuition and that you have the wisdom to make the right choices at the right time that are right for you. Mm-hmm. And so I choose when I find myself in a moment of indecision to just drop into my being and connect with my inner self and connect to my inner wisdom. Mm. And I trust myself. And then I ask myself, is this decision going to lead to my vision or not? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I know it leads to my vision, in spite of my fear, my conversations or circumstances, I'm all in. If it doesn't lead to my vision, then I simply I decide not to. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that one of the biggest sources, I've been talking about this a lot lately. One of the biggest sources of unhappiness and discontent is thinking that where we are right now isn't where we should be.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you
and
mean?
And I think that where we are right now is exactly where you need to be.
Preach.
It is beautiful. It is a blessing. It is rigged in your favor. And it's leading you to something even bigger. Mm-hmm. So those of you that are going through a crisis of stress, anxiety, relationship breakdown, health breakdown, financial breakdown, whatever the breakdown is, mm-hmm. know that breakdown equals blessing. Mm-hmm. Oh, because you're it. In a situation that is designed. It's like you have created it so that you could take the next level in your life. Mm-hmm. And the important thing, so that 2020 is not a repetition of 2019, mm-hmm. that we learn from it. Because insanity is repeating the same thing over and over and over, yes. and over and over, expecting a different result. And most people are very stubborn. They have to fall down on the same thing over and over and over until they finally decide, okay, I'm ready for another breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. I'm at church. I literally, both hands were just like, yes. So faster, people get so stuck in just the slow decision-making. So faster, are you saying faster decisions and trusting that you'll figure it out as it comes at you?
What I'm saying is trust the process. Mm-hmm. Trust yourself.
Yep.
And if you're telling yourself that this is the time to make that decision, make it.
Yeah.
And if you're telling yourself, I need to wait on this, wait.
Okay.
You know, I think that the biggest problem we have is we get attached to an outcome. Mm-hmm. And then we become a slave of outcomes. And we're not enjoying the process enough. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. Because maybe where you are isn't where you dream of, but I promise you that where you are is someone's dream.
Oh, wow.
So true.
Have a little more appreciation for it then.
Have appreciation for it. See it as a blessing. See it as a gift. And know that organically, you'll make the right choice.
So you're talking about making, you know, having faith that we're going to make these right decisions. I actually do have a lot of faith that mm-hmm. I'm going to make all the right decisions, but then I make decisions and I don't stick to them. Let me give you a real example. Beginning of 2019, I said, this year, I'm going to rate every single thing, every single week that matters to me, right? So health, relationship, work, like I had this whole list and it lasted about 2 weeks. How do I better stick to the decisions that I have faith in making so that I actually see them through for the year?
You made an unrealistic declaration. Mm. You put yourself in a situation that you didn't think through mm-hmm. because it's unrealistic for someone like you, mm-hmm. given all your energy and given all the things you love to do, yeah. to be able to commit to something like that. Mm.
That's interesting.
So what I would do is I would create a goal that I know I could stick to.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes we create these lofty goals that we go after them and then they blow up in our face, but the issue is not the goal. The issue is that we made the wrong goal. Mm. The issue is that we committed to something that we couldn't deliver. And so before you make a decision of doing that, ask yourself, what's my purpose in doing this? Mm-hmm. What's the outcome I'm looking for? How realistic is this? Mm-hmm. And is this something I could deliver given everything else on my plate?
That's interesting because mm-hmm. I know why I wanted to track everything, but all I was really doing was adding more admin work, for lack of a better term, like in an already very busy schedule.
That's what you want.
Right? Yeah, exactly. In an already very busy schedule, I was literally just adding more admin work. That makes
a lot of
sense.
Right, of course.
I set myself up to fail. Mm.
You were setting yourself up to fail. You know, I think a choice that would have lined up with what your intention is, yeah. is make a decision to journal every day or journal every week or journal once a week. And in that journal, then you include all the things that you want to include because journaling, I think, is an incredible tool.
Yeah.
Journaling and meditation, those two things. Those are two ways of downloading the stress that we have on ourselves.
There was another thing that I committed I was going to do really well in 2019 was meditating more. And what do you think, Laura? I got one out of every 7 days, maybe?
Yeah, I have so much grace around it, so I have different opinions.
I'm too linear, right? Yeah. So I set tasks, I set goals, and for me, it's did you do it or did you not? And then
how will you feel when you don't do it?
Like I'm letting something slip. Right. I'm not keeping up my end of the bargain.
So A, you're too hard on yourself. B, lighten up. C, set up realistic expectations.
Yeah.
You know, I'll meditate once a week.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong here, guys. I mean, I think that one of the things that we end up getting caught up in is formulas.
Mm. Yeah. You know, we see everyone else
throw the formula out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't follow any formula. I just simply do things that I think work. And, you know, for example, meditating is something that I choose to be in my life and part of my life because it works for me.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not doing it because someone else told me. Mm. I'm doing it because it works for me. For some people, meditation doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's people that just can't do it.
I have such a hard time sitting there.
Yeah. So if it doesn't work for you, then do it less. And maybe over time, you'll get used to it. But putting yourself the pressure of meditating every day or doing it, you know, 7 days in a row or whatever is an unrealistic thing.
What's so interesting is, you know, I've got your book right here, Transform Your Life, 10 Principles of Abundance and Prosperity. And I remember you teaching once on the very distinct difference between abundance and prosperity. And here's where I'm going. So many of these things that I wanted to rate and that I wanted to do this year was to have more abundance and have more prosperity. What's the difference between the two?
Well, there's no such thing as having more abundance.
Okay.
Because you already are abundant. So as human beings, we are already abundant. We are already enough. We are already a diamond. We are already a masterpiece. We have within us every gift that is necessary to create an extraordinary life.
Yeah.
And so what abundance really is about tapping into it. Mm. And that is only done through gratitude.
Mm.
And so when I focus on all the things I'm grateful for and all the things that are blessings in my life, and I see life through that filter, I realize that when there's a breakdown or a situation that doesn't go my way, I could actually check in and do inventory. Okay, this is one breakdown, but how many blessings do I have?
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that the balance just goes completely off balance where the breakdown is this tiny little mosquito or this small little annoying thing and blessings are just overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you have things in perspective. And so when I'm able to acknowledge my gifts and acknowledge what I'm worth, because self-worth really comes from acknowledging my own worth.
Yeah.
And so that comes from gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about all the things you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Think about all the people you've touched. Think about all the people you impact. Think about all the goals you have mm-hmm. created and all the things. I mean, this house, the relationship, the family, the people that you have surrounding you, the amount of love that's around you, you know, the conversation that's about the two of you
yeah.
in the world. You know, all I hear about you guys is love, love, mm. love, love, connection, magic.
Mm.
You know, that is priceless. Mm. And so that's abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity is the byproduct of that. And so when I live from that environment, rainforest of abundance, prosperity is the orchid.
Ah.
So abundance is the mindset, prosperity is the result. Mm. And so I'm about both. Let's mm-hmm. be clear.
I'm about that about you.
Abundance, and I'm also about prosperity. I think both are necessary,
yeah.
which is why it's important to create a vision and goals and action steps and have a support, a tribe around mm-hmm. you because Amen. Tribe is everything to me. Mm-hmm. That's why we vibe in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the same place.
Yes.
Like, you know, bliss is my tribe. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes everything that I am up to worth it.
Mm.
And because I have a tribe of people, that's actually the one of the most important steps of abundance prosperity is surround yourself with a tribe of people, a team of people that are going to hold you accountable.
Yes.
And being held accountable is truly saying, I love you.
Yeah.
And I used to see being held accountable as, you know, having somebody police my efforts
yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know, monitor me and manage me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how most people see it, right? To
right.
be held accountable means someone's going to call you out or measure what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And hold you accountable and see how did you create this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when my girlfriends and their relationships or they get dumped or they have situations, they call me up and blame him. I'm like, stop. There's no power there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The power is you learning what A, you can learn from this. B, how did you create this or allow it? C, what can you do different in the future?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, or people get fired or leave a job and they want to blame the company. There's no power there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no power in blaming anybody.
Mm.
So to answer your question, abundance is the mindset. which we already, we have abundance. It's a question of accessing it through gratitude. Mm-hmm. And prosperity is the result.
Hey guys, this is the perfect spot to take a break because I have to tell you some exciting news. Our famous FAST Foundations Mastermind is open again for enrollment. This is a mastermind that my husband, Chris Harder, and I put on for entry-level early stage entrepreneurs. And this is the only way to be able to work with Chris and I together in a room in person. I can promise you that this is literally one of the best masterminds out there for half the price. But I want you to listen in to some of these transformations that happen when you are in the room. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that I always tell you, just show up for yourself and get your butt in the room. So listen into these.
My name is Jessica Heady Gandolfi. FAST Foundations gave me the tools, the clarity, and the confidence I needed to take my business to the next level, doubling my income in the first 2 weeks back in practice.
Hi, my name is Monica Linda, and FAST Foundations not only changed my mindset, my bank account, but also it was a game changer in the people that I connected with. But the power, the true power, was in all of the relationships built and the collective knowledge of the other mastermind participants. That ROI will last a lifetime, and it's priceless.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of those breakthroughs that you just heard, none of those people felt ready to be in that room. And I know you're sitting here thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm there yet. But let me tell you, if you make less than $499,000 a year, we want to lock arms with you to make your business explode and make you feel confident in all of the areas that you don't yet feel confident in. And I will tell you, as an entrepreneur, you never feel ready. You never, ever feel ready. It's all about taking that leap and showing up for yourself. So over the next 5.5 months, we want to lock arms with you, and spots are super limited. So go over to fastfoundations.com right now because we want to work with you. We want you in this room. And as you can hear from the transformation, it is your turn now to have that same experience. So let's get back to the interview. So moving forward for people who, I think we have this mindset around when we get that life that we want, or when we start becoming that person that we want to be, or when we start accomplishing our goals, that like things will be going our way all the time. And one thing that Chris and I talk about all the time that we are embracing this year, and I think that has literally unlocked some sort of magical vortex for us, is embracing that problems aren't problems. Like knowing that, you know, bad things aren't bad things. Like everything is just feedback, and everything is, can be neutral. Like, of course you're going to feel certain ways, but we seriously feel like we have, and I know that this is things that some people know, but we feel like we have stumbled upon like a pot of gold, like a superpower.
I agree. I mean, that's been one of my big focuses this year.
Yeah.
Is that every breakdown is actually a blessing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And without the breakdown, there's no growth, there's no feedback, there's no opportunity. And the breakdown's not the breakdown, that's how you see the breakdown. If you see the breakdown happening to you, if you see the breakdown as a conspiracy to mess with you, if you see the breakdown as evidence that you're not worth anything, then there's no power there. Yeah. Mm. And what you'll end up generating is more breakdowns. And so my whole thing about breakdown is the same as a blessing. Mm. Because when you think about it, every result that we have created in our lives that we're proud of, that we've worked towards, we had to get through some breakdowns to get there.
Mm-hmm. True.
As a matter of fact, my point of view is if I'm not generating breakdowns in my life, I'm not playing big.
Mm. Ooh.
And so the bigger the game, the bigger the breakdown.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not the same breakdown me managing one business versus me managing right now 15 businesses.
Yeah.
It's not the same breakdown taking 3 days to do nothing versus getting in an Uber after I just led a workshop for 75 people to come be with you across, you know, from San Diego to here. Mm-hmm. So I came across lots of breakdowns along the way. And so I see them as blessings because they're reminders that let me know that I'm playing a big game.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, and so my attitude is when there's a breakdown, I say yes versus oh no. Mm. Because once again, people feel that they'll be happy as soon as they hit the goal, they have X amount of followers, X likes, which no longer will be relevant. And I'm barely, you know, I'm barely one of those Instagram animals. I got on because Lewis told me to get on.
Oh my God,
like,
I love it.
Be good for you. I don't need it. I'm booked all the way through 2022. He's like, I'll just go on it. So I followed his advice. And so now I play around on Instagram. But some people feel that they'll, as soon as I hit X amount of followers, as soon as I hit the, you know, the seven-figure income, as soon as I hit the body weight, or as soon as my book hits the bestseller list, I'll share something about Lewis. So Lewis was committed to his first book being a bestseller. And I'm his coach. You know, I'm his life coach and business coach, and I coach him about lots of things. And I was coaching him about the book. It was the first book, The School of Greatness. And he was in breakdown over the thought that it may not hit the New York Times bestseller list. And I went, hold on a second, back up. Who cares?
Yeah.
Why don't you just focus on the gift of having a book and how many people dream of writing a book, and you have a message and you have a following and there's place in the world for your message, and let's focus on that. Let's be generous and blessed and gratitude. And his whole approach shifted. Guess what? Number three on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah. I resonate with that.
Yeah, we know.
I had that. I had that breakdown in the middle of book of putting a book out. And it was like, had to have the breakdown to realize what a gift it was. Like, it was just to be able to write a book, to be able to go on tour, to be able to do all those things. Like, that was a huge shift for me. And while it didn't hit the New York bestseller list, it did do exactly what it was supposed to do in my life.
Of course, of course. I mean, when I wrote this book, I could care less about where it goes. I just wrote it because it came out of the podcast I did with Lewis. Where we had, I don't know, 200,000 people download that podcast. They were like obsessed with it. And they're like, Chris, write a book. And so I'm like, all right, I'll put it together. And then I said, I'm going to do a book that's more like a manual, something, you know, that people can read. I could give away and, you know, donate. I donate all the proceeds to St. Jude's.
Is that cool?
That's awesome.
So it feels great to be able to do that.
Right.
And it served its purpose. I didn't care about the outcome of it. And so I think that what happens that when we're in breakdown, many times we're in breakdown because reality does not meet expectation. And when reality doesn't meet expectation, that creates a breakdown. Versus let's shift the expectation and let's dance with reality.
So here we're going into 2020. People are trying to set expectations as goals. And here's the trap I fall into sometimes. You run with a crowd that is constantly challenging you because they're always doing better than
holding you.
Right? So you surround yourself with big players. That makes you create big goals. For this purpose, we can call
them big
expectations.
Which is awesome. I think it's great.
And then all of a sudden, you end up with this gap many times between what you expected and what actually happened. So how do we really get in alignment with 2020 coming up, where we're not making our goals too small, but we're not creating unrealistic expectations?
That's a great question. First off, let's get clear. Let's love the gap.
Okay. So the gap's not a bad thing.
No, of course not. The gap is a gift. If I start looking at what other people are doing that I do and how they do, I don't compare me to anybody but me. I'm always looking to challenge myself to create something that I haven't created before. So my competition's with me.
Just beat yourself.
And I just want to, you know, I want to be able to always offer more of me and offer more gifts and unlock more vortex and keys and distinctions that I could offer people. And it's like when I did the first podcast with Lewis, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do one. I told him. He begged me to do it. I didn't want to do it. He's like, because I was just trainer and coach. He's like, come on, you got to do my podcast. I'm like, what is a podcast? And back then he had very little following and it was, you know, number 30 something. And I said, I'll only do one. And then it was so magical that I ended up doing, I think 20 or 18 or whatever I've done. But I don't I don't ever compete with what other people are doing on that podcast. Mm-hmm. People even ask me, don't you get, you have all these people, like the biggest influencers in the world on that podcast. I'm like, I know, I don't compete with them because I have my own brand and my own message. And I think that for 2020, it's important to set goals that get you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And goals that line up with your vision. What's vision? What's the environment you want to create in 2020? Mm-hmm. What do you want to breathe? What do you want to experience? And one of the exercises I do with people is I say, imagine it's December 31st, 2020. Mm-hmm. The year is over. What's the environment that you created in this year in your health, relationships, finances, family, business, you name it. What's the environment? The environment is love and joy and peace and gratitude and fun and passion and magic. Okay, that's the environment. Okay, now, what's the number one result that you are celebrating today? And see yourself there. And so what I'm doing is I'm projecting myself to the future. Mm-hmm. And I'm declaring it based on my vision. And so what happens is that I have this bullseye I'm going towards. And what I'll do is design a year to get there. And all of you listening, this is a great exercise. Yes. Think about, you know, it's December 31st, 2020. What is the environment you created all around you this year? Mm-hmm. And what's the number one goal that you are celebrating?
I'm doing this in my head.
Now, you know, I can see you doing it in your head.
Let's
right
do
now.
It now. So let's do it with you. So what's the environment you created this year in 2020?
It is an environment of, I mean, success in business. I've launched a new company. It's just a beautiful culture. Like I'm surrounded, the word culture is coming up. So I'm surrounded in a culture within this company that is like finally what I want. It is like people who are super mission driven, purposeful, fun is our North Star.
Okay. So then you created an environment of purposeful fun. Mm-hmm. You created an environment of people on a mission.
Yep.
You created an environment of unstoppability.
Yes.
And magic. Mm. And then the result is the business that you launched. Mm. See?
Got it.
Instead of having the business as the goal.
The business is not the environment.
Got it.
The
got
business it, is it. The result. So the result is a thriving business that is making such a massive impact. And at the same time, you're making more money than you've ever made in your life, in your career. You are blowing through all the records of anything you've done before. Mm-hmm. And that's the byproduct of this environment of fun and joy and purpose and unstoppability.
That was a huge shift.
Yeah, okay. Right. And then for you, what's the environment? And then give me a result.
All right. So it's December 31st, 2020. The environment that I've created for myself is one of way more space, way more ease, but not at the sacrifice of any results. It's one of stronger yeses and stronger nos. It's one of even more time with Lori and even more time with my family, but not at the expense of the great things that we want to create in this world. And if I can get to December 31st, 2020.
No, you're there. It's already there.
Okay, so here I am in December 31st, 2020.
You have created an environment of respect, of balance, of having it all, of boundaries respected, of nothing sacrificed, joy and fun, and space. Got it. And what's the result, the number one result that you want to celebrate today?
Just pure joy and happiness, to be honest. Like the 10 out of 10 happiness for me would be living that type of perfect day. In that perfect joy with space yet accomplishment, like running side by side equally, that to me is the have it all.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so those of you listening, some of the results don't need to be tangible.
Yeah,
it could simply be an experience. So for me, the environment I'm committed to. That I've been committed to this year because it's December 31st, 2020, is this year I created an environment of love and joy and connection and unplanned magical results.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's good.
The surprise.
And then the result of that for me, the biggest thing was I created balance in my life. Mm. So management of time, because that's what I look at 2019. If I were to learn from it, and I will, and evaluate it, my biggest challenge has been time. Because I want to do everything.
I hear you.
I'm a yes.
Why do I feel like you and I are picturing the same 2020 environment?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
And then I go, wait a minute. I'm burning out.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Exactly.
I have a flu that won't go away for 2 months.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, that's what I'm creating in 2020. Mm. And looking back, that's what I created. An environment of you know, joy and fun and unexpected magical results. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the result that I'm looking for is balance. Mm.
This brings up a really interesting question. Earlier, we're talking about, I gave the example of the person who's like, I've got no job, I've got no money, I'm loaded in debt, I've got a family to take care of. And now we're talking about some pretty high-performing individuals sitting at this table saying, well, if only I could get it to look and feel this way and look and feel this way, that would be the environment I want to create. Who do you think has a bigger challenge? Those that are wildly successful with a lot of momentum, or those whose backs are against the wall with nothing to lose?
To me, it's all relative. I don't think somebody has more. I think, look, there's people that are massively successful. I'm coaching a guy who's, you know, a hedge fund owner. He's a billionaire. And he has major challenges in relationships. Mm-hmm. And there are people that don't have the same level of success that this person has, and relationship for them is easy. Mm-hmm. So I think it's relative in terms of what we're looking at. I think that each individual has their own challenges and their barriers, and no one has more than anybody else. I think that we all have what we have. Yeah. So, you know, I tend to think that the more success people have, the less objective people are around them. Because they surround themselves with people that tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And so I believe that those people really need coaching and support, because in order to live a sustainable success, you need to continuously develop yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not something that, okay, I landed already. Like, I'm 32 years in this and I'm a beginner. Like, I'm always like learning. I'm a sponge. Like, I'll listen to you, Lori. I'm like, oh my God, that is like life defining. I'll listen to you, Chris. And that's life defining. And I'm like, I'm a sponge. And, you know, I was at the mastermind that, you know, having dinner, and I participated in the mastermind with Lewis and you guys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I shared a lot and I bring wisdom to you guys, but I learn a lot just in the conversations.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So I think that we all have our challenges. And the person who has their back against a wall and they feel that nothing is working, I think that they're not acknowledging that there's actually a lot working. Mm. It's just the filter that they're seeing life through.
Sure.
Because even the person who's unemployed, or the person who has no, you know, no income, or they're up against some major challenges, I don't care who you are in the world, you are blessed. Mm-hmm. And you're surrounded by angels.
Oh, I love that.
And I think those two things, acknowledging my blessings and asking for support, which, by the way, is a sign of strength for me to go, I need support. And I'm the first one. And usually, talk about breakdowns, what people tend to do is when they have a breakdown, they beat themselves up and they hide in their cave.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why do we do that?
Because we're embarrassed.
Ego?
Because we want to look good. Yeah, our ego is, you know, the autopilot is to want to look good, be in control, and be right. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm having a breakdown, I'm out of control, I'm wrong, I look bad. Mm-hmm. And so that just goes right against the grain. And so we're mostly also trained to figure things out for ourselves and never ask for support, which is why, you know, so many people, when they're having a breakdown, they don't ask for support. And we've seen what happens in our society. Yeah. People taking their lives, mm-hmm. people choosing things that are just mind-blowing to me, mm-hmm. you know, and people that you least expect it. Mm-hmm. And I think asking for support is truly a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So I think as we move in, you know, as we start really doing, moving into the person that we want to be, it feels like it's unfortunate, but it's not. And I think it's a part of the journey, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Just how it's usually the people closest to us that will tend to either question us, judge our character. And then we can almost feel like we're bad people for choosing ourselves or choosing to move forward, because it's, I feel like it almost has to be people closest to us on this journey as we grow who tend to
challenge us.
Well, here's the challenge with people closest to us. Mm-hmm. They have us in a box.
Yeah.
Explain.
And that box meaning a box of characterization, of judgment, of this is who you are and who you've always been. Mm-hmm. So the person or the people that resist your change the most are the people closest to you.
Mm. Oh, wow.
To the point that if you make a mistake, they'll go, see, I knew it. Mm. And then if you go too far beyond where they've been, it's a threat. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we do as human beings, and it's a flaw that we have as humans, is that, you know, not evolved humans or not transformed humans, is that when somebody in our tribe steps forward, we want to pull them back.
Yeah.
Look at what happens to leaders. Look what happens to our leaders. You know, look at the leaders that we choose. I mean, just there's just always a challenge in that. Mm-hmm. And how I view it is, they are blessings. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it teaches us to be stronger with our conviction and know that we're on the right path. Mm. When I first started living the way I'm living back 32 years ago, everybody thought I was crazy. I had friends that wouldn't talk to me anymore. You know, it was like, who are you to hold me accountable? I mean, just people just wanted to be held as victims. Mm-hmm. And I needed to make a decision. And a lot of us need to make a decision. Who do you allow in your tribe?
Yeah.
Not everyone gets in. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to allow people in my tribe that pull me back, that push me down. And it doesn't make me a bad person to be clear about the tribe I want around me. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person that I lead with, I trust you. Mm. I lead with open heart. Mm-hmm. I lead with, I'm all in.
Yeah. Yep.
But if you come into my space and you judge it and make me wrong and you want to create a different environment than the one I'm committed to, I don't have to say anything. The environment I am will flush you out.
Mm. Even that's so interesting.
The environment I am, and if you notice, I'm sure this has happened to you, that people have been ejected from your life like in a radical way.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That you're like, whoa, what happened here?
Didn't see that coming.
Or reveal themselves in a radical way.
Yeah. In a radical way.
Yeah, because you're clear. You are a walking environment. Yeah. You know, you're both a walking, you are an environment.
Yeah.
And so if I am a walking rainforest and this, you know, thunderstorm tries to take over and wants to inundate and, you know, whatever that is, the environment will reveal it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so truly, I think that the environment we are, and that's part of the coaching I do with businesses. With businesses, I coach businesses to create a clear environment with values and principles and ground rules. And to me, boundaries are so important. I mean, we could do a whole podcast on boundaries.
Oh, no, right? that'll be our next one. Because I'm like, you just literally said one of my favorite words. Yeah.
I know, of course, you know, you and I are one. You know, we're all one here.
Why is that such a weakness for us, by the way? Let's touch on that right now.
I'm like, oh, boundaries. I think I'm getting good at it. This is the first year.
Because, honestly, because we're either not clear about what we want or clear about the environment we want to create around this. B, we are afraid to ask for what we want. And C, we won't hold people accountable to what we ask for. Mm. And so all those things come to play. And as you learn to value you and learn to value your space and learn to value the vision that you have for your home or your relationships, then you have no trouble setting up a boundary. And to me, a boundary is a bridge, not a wall. It's a bridge called to be in a relationship with me. This is what works.
This is how we get there.
And then what works for you? And what's not negotiable for you in this relationship? Mm-hmm. And what's not negotiable for you? And then we respect each other. Now, if we cross those lines, then we are putting in jeopardy the relationship.
I love that concept of it being a bridge, not
a
wall.
It's a bridge, people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hear boundary, they get backed up thinking it's a wall.
They think it's a negative
thing. It's a bridge. Mm-hmm. And how I am, like I was saying earlier, I lead with I trust you. I lead with I'm all in. I lead with my values and my principles. And if you cross the boundary once, we'll have a conversation, and I'm not going to cut you at the knees. I give people chances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You cross the boundary a second time, we'll talk. By the third and fourth time, I'm done.
That's when you cut them at the knees.
I'm done. And I don't, off with her head. I'm done. And that's it. And then all of a sudden you'll see that I will put the wall up.
Yeah.
And I need to put that wall up out of respect to me.
Yeah.
And all the people I serve.
It's a drawbridge.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. And then there's no going back in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you have violated me over and over and over. Mm. And then I'll let you know, look, this does not work, or just the environment that I am will let people know.
Yeah.
You know, and then usually that's the end. Now, I can't say that I've never given someone another chance after time. Mm-hmm. Of reflection.
And does it typically work out in your favor? Not in your favor, but good or bad when you give someone that extra chance?
Most of the times it's worked out with people that have acknowledged. You see, there's got to be accountability.
Yeah.
It can't be that person that comes back, oh, but you were just having a bad day and can I be back in? No. Mm. You know, it can't be the employee goes, well, I didn't really steal, but can I come back?
Mm.
You know, so there's got to be accountability. And same thing in a relationship. In a relationship, if you cross boundaries in a relationship, you can't go, I'll never do that again. Or you can't go, well, that was just your story. You got to own it and own whatever you did, acknowledge it, make a new commitment, and then take action based on it. But to me, boundaries are important. And I think that's part of the biggest breakdowns that relationships have is A, they have different visions. Mm-hmm. And we don't take the time to ask. Mm-hmm. And we don't hold ourselves to, okay, well, if your vision is to hang out and party every night and my vision is to build a business and a future, then we're not compatible.
Mm-hmm. Lori had to enroll me in her vision to go to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Oh.
But it's worth it.
Best vision ever.
Yep.
You know what? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I had to keep enrolling over and over. and it works though. But that is such a, even just that example of enrolling someone in your vision. I was always talking about like why this is a positive thing for us. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I was going to force it until he was like, yeah, actually this is a way better.
Yep. Well, not only that, I mean, look, it also goes to show that in order to be in relationship or friendship, we got to be willing to meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. We got to be willing to like there's certain things that you probably like to do that Lori doesn't like to do and you enroll her in it, mm-hmm. you know, and there's
football.
Things.
Football. And I love that you just said at the same time.
That's see, great. You guys are so in sync.
So to start to put a bow on this, what is your last game-changing piece of advice for everyone listening that wants to go into an abundant and prosperous 2020?
I don't like to say last because I don't think it's the last thing I'm going to say, but what I would say is we are all billionaires already. Mm. We just don't know it.
Ooh.
In every way, right? In love, so in health, in energy. Yes.
We are already billionaires. We just don't know it. Mm. And I want to say something. When my stepfather was on his deathbed, he pulled me aside and they gave him morphine and the doctor said, beware, he might hallucinate. Mm-hmm. So he pulls me aside. My stepfather was my hero.
Yeah.
He moved in. My dad took off when I was six. When I was 10, he took over the whole family, married my mom, adopted five kids.
Wow.
Think about like a saint. This man was a saint. But when he was on his deathbed, he was on morphine. He pulls me aside and he goes, Chris, and the doctor told us, go with it. Like whatever trip they're on, go with it.
Right.
Because they hallucinate.
Right.
Chris, I miss traffic. I'm like, yeah, traffic is cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's going with it.
He goes, no, I'm serious. And I go, why? He goes, because it meant I was coming home to you and your mom.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. And that hit me so hard. Because when you think of something like traffic that most people can't stand and people are stressed out, especially LA, to find the blessing in traffic, which is what my stepfather was giving me. And then he said, one day, all of your complaints are going to be luxuries.
Wow.
Meaning you won't be able to do it and you'd want to do it. Because where I am, I'm not going anywhere from this bed. I'm on my way out. Like even cooking or cleaning or picking up the kids, you know? And I think that when we live from, I'm already a billionaire and I am so blessed, and take the time and count your blessings, you'll realize that your challenges mm-hmm. are so small next to the blessings that you have. And you may not be living the life of your dreams, but the life that you're living is someone's dream. Mm.
God, that's amazing.
Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Where can we follow you, find you, and tap into your greatness?
At Chris Lee Motivator. Is that right? No, at Chris Lee Motivational Trainer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We will connect it all.
Yes. We'll make sure all the links.
And Facebook and then Instagram, Chris Lee Motivator.
All right. And we will also connect a link to your book.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. People need to get out there. They have to grab 10 Principles of Abundance and Prosperity, Transform Your Life, your book. Where do they grab that?
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And also, they could come see me live at alasandiego.com.
Oh,
amazing.
Sweet.
And you guys, that's the, honestly, I feel like that's some of the best.
I hear nothing but rave reviews every time.
I want you both to come. Mm-hmm. I want you to be my guests.
That would be amazing.
Like really, just come and be in it.
That would be cool.
Because you will, you're already extraordinary and epic, but spend a weekend with me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
Great.
You
know,
yeah, okay. Spend a week on me.
Deal.
But alasandiego.com. And I participate in many other companies, but that's the primary one right
now. I love it. Well, amazing. I can't thank you enough. Everybody get out there and follow Chris Lee. He is the most extraordinary human being. Like one of my all-time favorite mm-hmm. humans to ever,
my God,
ever be around.
Thank you. Make me cry.
Just so you know.
Yes, thank go you. Share this. Text this to a friend who needs it. It will be the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you guys again. I'll come back.
I'm so excited.
And I love that I got duo, both of you at the same time.
Yes, I know.
Is this a first or you do this usually?
No, we don't do it very often.
Is this our first double interview?
It might be. You might be the same.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think Gabby's the only other one.
Okay.
But we don't even remember. This is like the first. I'm just kidding.
I love you guys. I am so blessed to have you in my life. Count on me. I mean, beyond this,
amazing.
Just count on me always.
Love and appreciate you, buddy.
Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.